Good morning. It's Thursday, May 13th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today will be warmer than Wednesday with a high of 70 and a low of 44 degrees. There will be a few scattered clouds with a slim chance of rain. In our top story, the hunt for gasoline grew more desperate in the Triangle on Wednesday, as the pipeline that brings the region's supply of fuel up from the Gulf Coast remained shut down another day. But the end appears to be in sight. The operators of the Colonial Pipeline say they began the process of moving fuel through the 5,500-mile pipeline again at about 5 p.m. Wednesday, 6 days after it was shut down because of a cyber attack. The company said it will take several days for the product delivery supply chain to return to normal if they move gasoline as safely as possible. Governor Roy Cooper said gas could be flowing again into the weekend. But officials blamed panic buying for the shortage, not the shutdown. The tight supply means people who find gas are paying more for it. In business, Fidelity Investments, one of the largest U.S. financial services companies, plans to hire 500 new employees in Research Triangle Park. The company plans to create a new regional hub for its personal investments business. The expansion comes in addition to Fidelity's decision in April to expand its Durham team by 225 positions. The new round of jobs will be part of the company's personal investments business, which includes roles in customer service and financial advice. Most of these jobs will be entry-level positions. In crime news, Durham police said advanced DNA technology has helped them identify human remains found in 2016 as a woman who has been missing for over 15 years. But the case remains open and is being investigated as a homicide. Police did not identify a suspect, cause of death, or motive in the case. Police found the woman's remains in a storage unit that was being cleaned out after its owner died. But it took years to positively identify her. After working with a lab that specializes in creating DNA profiles, the woman's identity was confirmed. In coronavirus news, the CDC signed off on administering the Pfizer vaccine to people 12 to 15 years old. Many of the Triangle's public health departments and other vaccine providers are ready to begin giving the shots today. Wake and Durham County, as well as UNC Health and Duke Health, say they are accepting appointments and walk-ins. CVS and Walgreens also are ready to give the shot. Pfizer is the only vaccine so far to be approved for people 12 years and older. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.